Good morning, Oak Hill Missionary Baptist Church.
Good morning.
Good to see everybody out this morning. Turn with me to page number 64. Page 64.
I've a home prepared where the saints abide, just over in the glory land. And I long to be by my Savior's side, just over in the glory land. Just over in the glory land, I'll join the happy angel band. Just over in the glory land. Just over in the glory land, there with the mighty host I'll stand. Just over in the glory land, I am on my way to those mansions fair. Just over in the glory land, there to sing God's praise and His glory share. Just over in the glory land. Over in the glory land, I'll join the happy angel band. Just over in the glory land, just over in the glory land, there with the mighty host I'll stand. Just over in the glory land, with the blood washed throne, I will shout and
too many gadgets.
Good morning. It's good to be here. We had a wonderful class. Enjoyed it very much. We might have got off of Gene's lesson just a little bit. I don't know, but I like those deviations myself. And I think a lot of times whenever we get involvement like that, that's when we learn the most. And we can go back next time and start over again. Maybe we'll get sidetracked again. That's one of the reasons it takes me so long to get through a study that I'm doing, because I have a tendency to get sidetracked because I see stuff that piques my interest and the Spirit leads you in different directions. So it's never wrong as long as we're studying and learning from God's Word. So enjoyed it very much, Gene. Thank you. Good job. Okay. On behalf of our church, we're very glad you're here this morning. For our visitors, we're really tickled to death to see you. For those on Facebook and YouTube that are joining in, we're glad you're here as well. Our purpose here at Oak Hill is to worship and serve and honor God. We desire your prayers that's the thing that comes out, that thank God that we're able to even come and appreciate Him for that. Just a few announcements. I'm going to miss something, Gene. What? Because it was a little bit out of order, some things. But, all right, this morning is our Walter Waldron Fund. So we've been, Brother Walter's been battling cancer now for quite some time. And as anyone that has ever been down that path knows, the bills, they come regular and often. And so we've been trying what little bit we could to support him and his family. So as you go out, if you have a donation for Brother Walter, there's a basket at the back. Just drop it in there, and Brother Russ will make sure that he gets it. Also, the offerings, we no longer pass the plate. So your offerings go in the back there on the bench as well. on the table, or you can mail them in like many of you have been doing. So appreciate that. God will bless you. Next Sunday will be youth fund offering. So everything's been messed up kind of, but don't forget that these things, the youth fund, the building fund, all these things, we're not sitting still. We're moving forward. We're going to come out the other end of this deal. So the youth fund is for our Wednesday night program, which has kind of been sputtering a little bit, if you will. But we fully intend to get that back up and running as soon as possible. So keep that in mind for next week. Next week, Cindy and I will be out of town. Brother Michael Routon will be here. Somebody's got to tape it somehow or another, get it on Facebook, so we'll work the details out so that I can see it. We also have been talking quite a bit about some other things that we're trying to do. I'm going to talk about that some in a bit, but be in prayer for Brother Michael. Okay.
Page 72.
It won't be very long till this short life shall end. It won't be very long till Jesus shall descend. And then the dead in Christ from beds of clay shall rise to meet the Lord and King up yonder in the skies. It won't be very long. It won't be very long till Jesus shall appear. That day is drawing near. It won't be very long, it won't be very long, till Jesus shall appear. That day is drawing near. Will you be ready then to meet the ransom throne? Get ready for that day, it won't be very long.
Okay, a little bit different in the service this morning. I want to read a scripture if you'd like to turn there with me, James chapter 5. Not the first time we've done this, first time we've ever done it on Facebook Live, so join in with us. We desire all your prayers. James chapter 5, beginning in verse 13. And the word says, "Is there any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." This morning, we are going to pray over Brother Carol Ross, who's going has started and is going through treatments for some cancer. I know in my heart that God's going to take that from him, but we're going to gather together now. Some of our deacons are not able to be here for various reasons. I've contacted all of them. They will be praying with us as we go. Normally, I would have everyone gather around, join hands. Due to some inhibitions, if you don't feel comfortable doing that, just stand in your seat as we pray over Brother Carroll. But I'm going to ask Brother Carroll to come and our deacons that are here, and I'd ask everyone else to stand, please. I believe from the bottom of my heart in the power of prayer, the Bible tells us that we have not because we ask not. It also tells us to seek and we shall find. So this morning, Brother Carroll's come forth. We're going to lay our hands upon him. We're going to pray over him. The Holy Spirit of God is going to touch him. And I believe, without a shadow of a doubt, these prayers will be answered. All right, so if you feel comfortable joining hands, please do so. If not, just bow with me, please, wherever you're at. Our Father, as we come together here this morning, united in spirit, Lord, we lift up our brother, our friend, our Brother Carroll. We just lift him up and we place him in your capable hands, Lord, and we ask specifically that you would heal him of this dreaded cancer, that you would take this disease away from him, Lord, that during this process, as you work through the doctors and the caregivers, that you would guide them, that they would feel your presence as you guide in this whole process. And Lord, that you would just take this disease and that you would remove it from his body, and Lord, that you would make him whole again. And Lord, he knows Jesus, he is whole in spirit. We want him to be whole in body. Lord, we just give it all to you, and we thank you in advance for this answered prayer. Now, Lord, we ask that you use this affliction so that others might see the power of God at work, that others might see that there is a reality in serving a true and living God. We thank you in advance for these answered prayers. Lord, help us to always be found doing your will in everything that we do. And once again, we thank you for Carol. Most especially, we thank you for Jesus Christ and the privilege to be able to talk directly to our God on his throne in heaven, where all power is sent down from. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you, Brother Carroll.
Turn with me to page number 208. 208.
Tempted and tried, we're often made to wonder why it should be thus all the day long. While there are others living about,
Going to be a little bit different service this morning, so y'all pray for me. And having prayer service to start with, though, lifts my heart. And don't think we do it near as much as we should. And oftentimes I think we forget the power that we invoke when we call down God's power upon a situation here on this earth. So that being said, I want to ask you to stand with me for a word of prayer. Then we'll start. Father, as we come to you at this time, Lord, with humbled hearts, open minds, Lord, we seek your leadership. We seek your guidance. Lord, I pray that the words that I'm about to say would be in accordance to your will. Lord, that your will would be ultimately done. That's what we're here for. Lord, I pray your blessing upon this church, but not just this church, Lord, other churches around as well that are struggling with the things that are going on in the world. Lord, we know that you're in control. We pray, Lord, your guidance and your peace and your help. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. On November the 25th, 2012, which if you think about it, it's been nearly 8 years ago, I preached a sermon here at Oak Hill based on a song that I'd used, like to use again this morning. That evidently was right after I came here, so it's been a while. I'm not going to use the sermon again. I want to use the words of the song, or at least part of them. The sermon, also we're going to use some of the same scripture, but not nearly all of them. God's will be done. I pray that he would direct my mind and my words. I ask that you pray that you would receive them in like manner. The song is entitled Second Fiddle. The writer, singer is a fellow by the name of David Phelps. Some of you know who he is. I don't know if all of you do. He's a very talented singer, songwriter. The words of this song really touch my heart. And the first verse goes like this. The angels got together in the great throne room, thought they had passed the time by picking a tune. Michael on guitar, Raphael on mandolin, and Gabe, he was the leader on the old violin. I think it was an elder said, what you gonna play? Amazing Grace, or how about Happy Day? The strings were all tuned, they were tapping their feet, but just when they were ready to play the first beat, God walked into the room, and a hush filled the air. Gabriel put down his bow, moved down to second chair. The chorus goes like this. It's not a bill up to be voted on. It became a law when he wrote it in stone. Number one in his list of Big Ten. When he came to earth, he said it again. So don't be fooled into thinking it's not a crime. He made it plain and clear. It's not a rhyme or a riddle. God don't play second fiddle. This has been a hard time for us. Churches. Christians, as we struggle through, and if we will be honest with ourselves, we've all struggled during this time of COVID. Satan twists us up in knots, distract us from our purpose, for our very reason of being here, if we're not careful. I've talked a lot lately about our purpose and our faith. The reason is because our purpose and our faith are very much under attack right now. And Satan is a wily character. Many are struggling with a desire to be here, but have a deep-seated concern for their health, which is understandable. I appreciate each and every one of you that's came out today. I also appreciate y'all that are joining us via Facebook. But I know it's a struggle in everything that we are trying to do and trying to move forward. Satan is a a very cagey adversary. If you think about it, if he had caused the government to send down an edict or a law stating that churches will no longer be able to assemble to worship God, the whole United States of America would have been in opposition or uproar, or at least those that claim to be Christian. There would be groups everywhere defying those orders and meeting openly and behind closed doors and in spite of consequences that might be sent down. But Satan, he's pretty tricky. And he goes around and does things in a different way to get his same purpose done. This time, old Satan has done it a lot different than that. He's introduced something that's called a novel virus. And in essence, what that really means is that it's new, not studied. There really isn't a scientific remedy at this point to combat it. There's no established protocol. We're learning a lot as we go forward, but we still have a lot to learn without a doubt. COVID virus has been here for a long time. This particular strain, though, is not so much. I remember, like you do, like it was yesterday, the day that we were introduced to it. It scared us. It still scares us, if we're honest with ourselves. Those that were telling us the things that were going on, they were predicting enormous numbers of deaths. And though the numbers are nowhere near what they originally predicted, it's still bad. Every death is a tragedy. It scared us right out of our church. If you remember, we didn't have church here for a few Sundays until we could start easing back into it. Everyone that I know suffered a lot of the same thoughts, fears, trials. Churches met in parking lots. I can remember a time when we started Facebook Live here that there was five or six of us here in the church building, just barely enough to make that happen. Trying times. It's still trying times when you look around. Schools are fixing to start. We don't know what to expect. We're sending our children out, our teachers, our loved ones that work in the system. As was stated earlier today, already some have been infected of our teachers and having to be quarantined. We don't know what to expect. So the hardships are not over. I don't want to stand here before you and tell you we've got this whip. We don't. But we do need to move on, move forward, get focused. As I look around and as I survey the things that are going on in the world, the economic hardships that this virus has placed on businesses and individuals. As I said a while ago, one company that one of our members worked for went through the third round of layoffs, and she was part of that. We see businesses that are closed, some hopefully just into the future, not too long, some maybe never to open again. The end result of this is going to be devastating at the very best. There's going to be a lot of people that have poured their lives and raise their families and their businesses are going to lose them. And they need to be very much in our hearts and our minds and on our prayers, because this causes a lot of suffering. Our prayers do go out to those that are enduring some of this pain and suffering right now. Our prayers and our thoughts go out to those who've lost loved ones. And there's been a lot. The ones who are infected with this disease right now as we speak, our prayers are for you as well, that you would have a mild case and that you would have a speedy recovery. To those who have lost their livelihood, either their business or their jobs, we're praying for you. We continue to pray for you. we're all in this together. On the other end of this is Jesus Christ, any way you look at it. To our fellow brothers and sisters in their places of worship, because this is affecting everyone in the way that we assemble and worship together, our prayers to go out for you as well, to all your members. Here's one thing, though, that I'm trying to get down to the bottom of this, but here's what I would say to everyone listening, everyone that I've mentioned: don't take your eye off the ball. Don't take your eye off the ball. Satan can hurt us physically, but he can't take our Jesus away from us. Amen. Satan can affect the way that we meet and the way that we worship to a certain degree, but he can't take Jesus away from us. Don't lose our focus. I hope, I wish everyone could see this as clearly as I do. In John chapter 4 and verse 35, Jesus says this: "Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already the harvest." I believe more every minute that Jesus could come back this moment, it's possible. I'm not predicting when he's going to come back, only God knows that. But I do believe that when we read the scripture and we see the things that are going on in the world, and we see what's happening in our churches and our ability to meet freely and worship like we always have, that we can see that the time is getting close. Right now, we're distracted. If we're honest with ourselves, we can admit to that. We are. We're distracted in our purpose and in our focus. As I've said many times in the last few weeks, our purpose here is to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. And without us, this world has no hope. So we need to focus on what we can do and not what we can't. We need to focus on being laser beam intensified about spreading the gospel. We are distracted from our purpose. We are somewhat distracted from our God. Many, many people are not here today that would be if it wasn't for this virus. In Exodus chapter 20, I want you to turn there with me. I want to read a few scriptures, verses, please. We need to regain our focus. We need to regain our purpose. We need to regain our relationship to our God. And it starts right here. Exodus chapter 20, verse 3. Remember, God don't play second fiddle. Some important words in that song. Verse 3, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments." Don't fall into the trap, my friend, of thinking that we can't become our own God. What, preacher? What'd you say? Yes. I'll say it again. Let's not fall into the trap of not thinking that we can become our own God, our own idol. If we put ourselves before God, we become our own idol. That one tastes bad going down, but it's truth. Let us not put ourselves in the way serving God. God is a jealous God. And I really don't believe he's pleased with the way things are going. I believe we need to get back together, that we need to meet, and we need to worship. In our church, right here at Oak Hill, there are those who want to be here, genuinely want to be here, but are very concerned about this virus. I understand that. Our churches, other churches, are suffering from the same dilemma. If we'll just look around, we'll know it's true. I know in my heart that there are things that we can do here at Oak Hill to make them more comfortable in coming. We can. I don't know anyone here today that would refuse to wear a mask if it makes others feel safe enough to come. Amen? I'm going to say this. I know some won't agree with it, but I'm entitled to my opinion just like you are. I don't believe the masks do a lot to prevent the spread of the virus. And there's studies out there that say that, prove it in cases, and sometimes they say it even makes it worse. And yeah, I do know there's a lot that don't agree with that. That's your privilege. I will say this. I will wear one if it'll make you feel better about coming. It makes you more comfortable about being here. I'll wear a mask from this point forward, except while I'm standing behind this pulpit. Here's what I would ask of you, each and every one of you, each that are here, and those that are listening on Facebook, you that want to come back, pray earnestly about what we need to do to move forward. Pray about it. Next week, Cindy and I will be gone. Brother Michael Routon will be here, and I know he's preparing what God would have him to preach to you, and I hope you've been praying for him already, so please continue. But here's what I want you to do. You have my email address. You have my phone number. If you don't, it's on the website. Think about what I just said. Help me, help us, to find a way to reconnect. So if you have thoughts about how we can make it better, send me your email or your text. Pray about it. Don't just send a bunch of stuff out here just because. I want you to think about it seriously and pray about it before you send it. Because if not, then it gets all convoluted and it jumbles up. We're all in this together. We all should be focused on a reconnection and being able to be back here. We know, if you'll think about it, as you pray about it, we know people who have worn masks and gloves everywhere they went and still got the virus. So wearing the mask and or gloves is not going to keep you from getting the virus per se. It's not 100%. We also know people who were in the same house with infected people and didn't get it. And so there is really no established science. The science behind all that causes more questions than it gives answers. I'll ask you this. I want to ask you this, each and every one of you. Will you please wear a mask? Limit your contact with others while we figure this out. Do social spacing. Those of you that are for this, I want you to keep in mind as well that there are those who are opposed to it. Just as strongly as you're for it. I'm one of them. I don't like them, but I'm going to wear them. I'm doing it for y'all, not me. So keep that in mind as you pray. Would you do that and then do your best to come back to church for me? Now, wait a minute. That's the wrong question. Don't do it for me. Do it for God. You see, that's the reason we should desire to be here. The recommendations are 6 feet spacing, so while mingling, wear your masks. When you come in and sit down, space out as best you can. You can take them off if there's sufficient spacing. I'll tell you this, we are exploring some options and hopefully moving forward with being able to open the fellowship hall up with TV and sound so that we can have more distancing and more spacing. I think we're moving forward on that. It still may be a few weeks before it's all finished, but we are trying. But we need your help. When you get up to leave, put your mask back on, please. Use the hand sanitizing stations. Let's all focus on moving forward and get my own little personal feelings out of the way, whatever they may be. It seems like everything's moving slow right now, and part of it's because we have trouble getting enough of our membership together to be able to have a business meeting and discuss a lot of things like we've done in the past. Yeah, we do have them still once a month, but there's a lot of things going on. So as some would say, well, we're moving too slow, please have patience. We are trying to move forward. Remember why we're here. I think that's one of the most important things to do is remember why we're here. Pray and seek God's guidance. I want to leave you with this thought this morning as you go about your merry way this afternoon and contemplate what I've just said. Think about this in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 7. And I said some of these words earlier, but I want to read it. It's Jesus speaking. Matthew 7, 7. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you whom, if his son ask bread, will give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? And I want to leave you with that thought. Seek, ask, seek, find. There is an answer to this. And yes, I believe it will require some changes. So in the upcoming week, please send me your text of your or your email if you want to, preachersam1@gmail.com. Just send it right straight to my personal email. I don't care. I'll block you if you tell me something I don't like. I'm just kidding. Send it to me and we'll try to move forward so that we can once again be about the Master's purpose. We've been doing that. I understand that. But the more of us that gather, there's power in prayer, combined prayer. And when we assemble, we're stronger than we are when we're separate. So as you go about your week, please give it thought, serious thought. Serious prayer as we move forward. All right. Tonight at 6 o'clock, we'll be here for another study in the book of Job. I know this was not a very conventional speech, but it was needed. So take it to heart. It came from the heart, came from God. Any word or announcement before we dismiss?